This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Well, Trump blasted away at Evie D last night, called him Tiny D. I will tell you, that's a lot better than De Sanctis and De Sanctimonious. I knew he wasn't going to stick with those because, I'll be honest, as a Trump nickname fan, I enjoy his nicknames. Those were really, really weak. He very clearly just kind of went with those on the fly. Tiny D? Look, don't let anybody lie to you, ladies. Don't let a man lie to you. That hurts. Whenever, even if they're not being serious, if someone blasts, how tall is Ron DeSantis? Jeez, Chris, I'm not trying to figure out if it. Jeez, Chris, I don't know. Maybe we should put it in inquiry, Chris, and ask for his shoe size, just so you can figure things out. I just said it was a good nickname, man. That's all I said. All right, quit. Shut up. Everyone focus. What are you grateful for? And other stuff. John, Florida, go. Oh, I didn't click on the button, John. That's probably on me. John, Florida, go.
Hey, man, I'm thankful for my son. We lost his mom 5 years ago to cancer. She was only 40, and It's been me and him for the last 5 years, and he's been a soldier. So I'm so thankful for my boy. Okay, so real quick, look, man, we got to fight these commies back. We got the war of words. They use words. Okay. One point real quick. Okay, so they tell Trump, disavow Nazis, disavow KKK. Great, great. We got to tell the Democrats, disavow commies, because the commie party always throws their support to the Democrat nominee. Look it up. They always do. But we never tell them to disavow commies. We have to do that. Number two.
More than that, he's 100% right. More than that, we should have them, the answer to every single disavow question should be demanding they disavow anything that's even loosely associated with them. Jesse, do you disavow Nazis? Do you disavow pedophilia? Jesse, I didn't ask about that. I'm asking you about Nazis. I'm asking you about Joe Biden and pedophilia. I have all kinds of video here with Joe Biden touching kids inappropriately. Do you disavow pedophilia? Oh, okay, I disavow pedophilia. Do you disavow Nazis? Do you disavow teachers turning kids into trannies in school? Do you disavow? Do you want children? Do you think kindergartners should watch porn in school? Well, I asked about white supremacy. Yeah, I don't care what you ask. You're not playing offense here. I play offense here. You're 100% right. But the GOP has done this forever. You remember the people who listen to my show for a long time. Remember, I used to lose my mind on the radio because they had Trump disavowing white supremacy every other day during his presidency. But you do, and of course, the communist apparatchik journalist always pretended like they were just crossing some D's crossing the T's and dotting the I's. Hey, Trump, but you do disavow white supremacy, right? And of course, Trump would do it. Well, yeah, yes, of course, I disavow. They're getting you to discuss their thing. They are associating you with something ugly and horrible. The second you allow them to do that, you've lost. You can't disavow your way into being the good guy in that situation. The second they attach that to you, you're done already. You're already finished. We have to learn how to make that adjustment. Almost nobody on the right has made that adjustment. You name the Republican, they all do the same thing. Well, yes, they'll run. They'll run to the podium whenever the communist left demands it. I disavow this. This is what's so frustrating for anti-communists like us is the Republicans will play on the left's field endlessly. You remember the worst example I can see recently was that horrible school shooting here in Texas. Remember that school shooting? And the left demanded, screamed for a week, get the guns, it's the guns, it's the guns. And the GOP, instead of changing the subject, instead of playing offense, instead of doing anything, immediately you get Mitch McConnell. I've directed this useless hunk of flesh, John Cornyn, to work with Democrats on gun control legislation. Pathetic. I find it all to be very, very, very pathetic. It's part of the reason that you should know. It's a big part of the reason I can't stand politicians. I just loathe all of them. Useless and gutless when we need you most. Craig, Portland, go.
Yes, Jesse, hey, I'm thankful for you. And by the way, I'm an ex-squid, so don't tease me too bad. I know how you devil dogs are. But you're one of these guys. I think we're cut from the same cloth. I'm just a little older. But you don't seem like a Republican, nor am I, because we have too much common sense. Why does there have to be a two-party system? I've looked it up, and there isn't supposed to be. All they get us to do is fight with each other. Why can't we let them be the Democrat communists they are? And someone just become an American who wants to represent us. The heck with the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, because the media has already chosen the Democrat communists. So we're kind of losing already because they tell, again, the communist lies that they want to tell. And the dumb people listen to it and they're gullible and they go, yeah, yeah, yeah. So the heck with them. Why don't we have someone represent us, the people, without a party? You can't tell
me. Here's why. Because, and you're right, as you can tell, I loathe the weak, low-T GOP. I just loathe them. I just can't stand it. But I hate saying this because, look, it's who we are on the show. It's a consistent theme. It's our fault. We voted for this. Here's the truth. The truth is there shouldn't be just two parties. That's insane. Many countries around the world, you go to some place like Canada, I don't know how many, there's something like 25 parties up there. And you have to work with other parties to form some sort of a caucus type thing. You should have that up there. You should have that here. We should have options. Do you know how much I despise having to vote Republican in general elections every single time just because they're a little less communist than the demons on the other side? I hate it. I would love to have real, legitimate options. But you and I, we have ourselves a situation where once we get to the general, we're also grown-ups. We know we don't have those options. Either you pencil in the Republican or you gave a half a vote to a Democrat. That's just the bottom line. Now, that said, I've told you my new policy going forward. I did this last time. It will be my policy going forward in the future. I don't care. I'll leave a vote blank in the general election. Screw you. I'm tired of having my rights trampled on by the GOP as well. Bump stock bans, GOP anti-gun legislation, $1.7 trillion infrastructure bills. I'm done with it. I'm tired of you all. I'll just pick the communists. Let's get this place a burning and get the whole show over with at this point in time. Why don't we have it? Because we don't demand it. We don't. We have to pay attention because it's not that this makes the right sound worse than we should be. We were weak and stupid and we should have done better, myself included, but we were also busy because remember, always keep this in mind. It helps you think about things, helps me understand things. the things you want, it's not just that those are the correct things. That was the founding of the nation. That was the fabric of the nation. The things you want are what the nation has been. Your values are the nation's values. The communists have been the relentless, endless aggressor for so long because they've been a revolutionary movement. They've had to be a revolution within our borders because the things they want are the complete opposite of everything America was founded on, everything you want. So they had to be rebels. Look, when you're the big army who's in control of the region, you can have a day because you're in your big army camp. You can have a day where you, we're just going to celebrate Thanksgiving. Just minimum patrols today. Today we celebrate Thanksgiving. They're shipping in some turkey. We're going to eat some gross dried out bird, and then we'll get back out there fighting tomorrow. But the guerrilla group that's in the area, they don't get Thanksgiving off. They have to go blow up a railway. Please don't blow up a railway, by the way. This is just a hypothetical. They have to go shoot somebody. They have to go blow something up. They are the small movement that's out of power that has to take power from people in power. We've been the big army having Thanksgiving, and we woke up one day, and now we're the small army, and we're outgunned. We just have to change our mentality. Part of that might be a new party. It might be. Look, you find a real anti-communist party, count me in, Jack. We'll get to more of these. These have been great. 877-377-4373. I can't believe I'm saying that. You know what else is great? Really, really great? We get Fred back from the groomers today. And you know I've already told you that Rough Greens fix Fred's digestive issues. Rough Greens can help your lethargic dog, your hyperactive dog, your dog who's getting older and the joints are hurting and whatnot. And I'm grateful for all that. There is apparently one thing Rough Greens can't fix. They can't fix Fred's emotional instability because when he used to get back from the groomer, he would have digestive problems after dinner. And then he would curl up in the corner and whimper as if he'd been beaten all day long when he'd just been spoiled all day long. Now, we don't get the digestive issues, just the emotional instability. So that's something I'll have to deal with when I get home. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. In all seriousness, get your dog some actual nutrition. That's a free jumpstart trial bag. Real nutrition from Rough Greens. He's never had it. It's not in his dog food. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Free trial bag. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You know what? I made a decision during the break just now. I was assaulted last night by the wife's MyPillow. Everyone heard the story earlier in the show. I'm laying there. It's midnight. I'm asleep. And wham, I just get a MyPillow right across the face. And she looks and says, "Oh, sorry, I didn't know you were here. Like, where else would I be?" You know what? I'm hitting her tonight. What, Chris? With the MyPillow. But, you know, I'm going to wait. I'm going to set an alarm at midnight. I'm waking up, and I'm just going to lean over and just whop right there on her. And I'm going to say, "Oh, sorry, princess. I forgot. Do you sleep here? Who are you? What's your name?" "My name's Joe Biden." It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You can still email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Motor through some more of these. What are you grateful for? And something else if you want to bring it up quickly. 877-377-4373. Jeremy, Tennessee, go.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I am grateful for J.B. Pritzker and Larry Lightfoot and the rest of the Democrats in Illinois for screwing it up so bad. Because without them, I wouldn't have had the testicular fortitude to pack up my house, my dog, and move 700 miles away to a red state.
And how has it been since you got to Tennessee, Jeremy? Oh. Since you left the blue state and got to the red state, would you just tell everyone out there how it's been?
I love it. All my neighbors are great. All the people at work are great. Everybody's nice and just happy to be living.
The better life. Pack up your stuff from your blue state and get out. Not just for legal protection and the split and everything else, for a better life. Every day is better. Deb, Colorado, go.
I'm grateful that I got to swear my youngest nephew into the Marine Corps on 1 November 21. He loves it, and it's the best thing for him.
That's pretty freaking cool. Marine Corps has grown some serious immature boys into men. Now, I'm not going to say they did that to me, but I was an immature boy, and I guess I was more mature when I got out. We all know how mature I am. Helena, New York, go.
Hi, Jesse. I'm grateful for all our soldiers, the suffering they went through, whether physical or emotional. I think we disassociate when we send our fellas, you know, away as soldiers. We don't think about what they're going through.
Tell you something. She nailed this one. This is something that bothers me a lot about both parties. Democrats and Republicans do this all the time. And I see regular people do this all the time. And I don't think everyone who does this is a bad person. Obviously, if you're a Democrat and you do it, you're a bad person. But I don't know that everyone else is a bad person. I see people say, whatever anything's going on in the world, anything. It doesn't have to be Russia, Ukraine. It can be anything. Man, we got to go do something. Hey, America needs to step in. You'll hear things like that. Hey, we got to get over there and help. Well, do you understand what you're saying? You understand that we need to do something? Somebody step in? Yo, great point, Chris. Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's never seen him and Lindsey Graham. They've never seen a conflict they don't want American boots on the ground for. You understand that that's somebody's son, right? That's somebody's daughter. That's somebody's husband. Father, have you ever seen the child clinging to their father as they're about to leave on deployment with the child saying, Daddy, please don't go. I have seen it. That was when I was young, single, childless, and jaded, and even that tore me up back then. I was a freaking mess the rest of the day. Daddy, don't go. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Just know, look, this is for all of us. Just know, whenever you say, we should go, we should do something, we should step in, you're signing someone else up for that. Now, maybe you think that's worth it, but do keep that in mind, huh? Mississippi Mike, go.
Yeah, I am glad for my Savior Jesus Christ. But another thing I am grateful for is being a full-grown man and my wife always knowing when I'm in bed next to her.
You're a bad person, Mike. Chris, is there any way, I know this is a landline, can we block somebody? Can we block some? We're not taking Mike's calls anymore. What a piece of trash. You know what? That's it. I'm doubling up on my male vitality stack now. Look, Mike is the one who shamed me. And Chalk, listen, I know you boys at Chalk. I know you care about people's health. And I know you're going to be worried now because this is playing live in the Chalk Factory as we speak here. Look. Don't stop me. I was just put down on national radio, live on national radio by Mike. I clearly have got to double up on the male vitality stack. 20% increase in testosterone in 90 days obviously isn't enough. I've descended into Brian Stelter levels, apparently. So I personally am going to be doubling up. You should just follow whatever the instructions are for the male vitality stack, natural herbal supplements. Ladies, female vitality stack for you. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. 35% off subscriptions, which is a good thing because I now need double. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Gosh, that was harsh, Chris. That cut, man. It cut deep. Ron in Jersey, go.
Hi, how are you? Hello.
Isaiah in Virginia, go.
Hey, Jeffy. Grateful very much so for my inspiring grandmother on my mother's side. She's been with me since pretty much day one since my birth, so got to give it to her. On the other hand, what's your thoughts as to where this new subcommittee on Jim Jordan's side is going?
All right. There's a subcommittee on Jim Jordan's side. It's about the weaponization of the federal government. Let's just be honest. This subcommittee, it's not going to be what you want it to be, and it's not going to be what I want it to be. What do you want? You want to save your nation. You understand that a federal government packed full of communist activists will end the nation. And so you understandably want firings. You want people arrested. You want the filth in this government cleaned out. And you want it all fixed. Well, that's exactly what I want too. This is not that. All right? But here's what it is. It is a step in the right direction. Have you ever heard of a subcommittee of the weaponization of the federal government before? Of course you haven't. They hear you. They see what's happening in the government. They are slowly beginning to respond. It is, you know what it is? You know what this subcommittee is? It's the 350-pound person who got up and went for a walk for the first time in 10 years. You've been wanting a, hey, work out with me every day. Work out. I want you to be healthy. And they're not doing that. They've never done that, but they got up and went for the first walk. Is it what you want? Is it going to save them? No. But it's a great and necessary first step. It's a first step. What are we going to get out of it? Hearings. All right? Hearings. Do the hearings have any teeth after? We shall see. All right? We're not done with these. And also, they want your kids. I'll explain in a minute.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get back to these calls about what you're grateful for in a couple minutes. 877-377-4373. Chris, you never play Simple Man by Skynyrd. That's a great song. Is it too? I guess it is a little heavy. It's not really peppy enough for the show, maybe. I don't know. You know what, Chris? Let's ask Howard Dean. Jesse Kelly, most handsome man of the south of the Mason-Dixon line. A statement going around about Alaska politicos is children are not their parents' property. I disagree with that statement, would like your opinion. Various government laws show parents do own their children. If we don't, we're in big trouble. Side note, is the Jesse Kelly cheeseburger all you're good for? What about the Jesse Kelly hot dog, taco, so on and so forth? Yes, the burger, the cheeseburger is the only thing I make that's really, really, really good. I actually got to working as a pit master. I got to working this week. What, Chris? I got to working on a queso. I've been trying to smoke queso because smoked queso is the greatest thing ever. What, Chris? How do I feel about potato salad? The same way everyone else at the picnic fields. Why do you think all the ribs are gone and the potato salad's still there? It sucks. Potato salad. Get out of here with that crap. Anyway, I smoked a queso this weekend. I was the only one who ate it. It was disappointing. Look, I just, whatever magic came out of my fingers when I created the greatest cheeseburger in the world, there's no more left in there, right? These fingers now are only made to write best-selling books, which you can buy at jessekellybook.com, Chris. Now, listen, as far as your kids go, they've always wanted your kids. There's a reason they went into the teaching profession before they did anything else in this country. They have always wanted your children. This has always been difficult for us to understand because we are so mindful of other people's kids, even people's kids we don't like. We're just very mindful of them. When, if you were here correcting your son or daughter, I would probably leave the room just so I didn't ever even accidentally step in or say something wrong. That's you. That's your child. That's a sacred relationship. You guys care for each other. The communist doesn't think that way. And this goes back to what we were just talking about last segment, about the mentality difference being so different. You, because it would never occur to you to reach someone else's child or to teach someone else's child something different than their parents had taught them, you think other people think that way. But they don't think that way. They look at your child and they see somebody who needs to be broken away from their parents before they get too educated with all those values and stuff. They look at your child as an opportunity. You can call them monsters, but they do. By the way, Chris, do you have Joe Biden from today? I forgot. We have breaking news.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Joe Biden spoke today about guns. Here's a little tidbit on it.
Last week, I laid out in my budget that we invest more in safer communities and expand access to mental health services for those affected by gun violence. Congressional Republicans should pass my budget instead of calling for cuts in these services or defunding the police or abolishing the FBI, as we hear from our MAGA Republican friends. But let's be clear. None of this absolves Congress the responsibility from the responsibility of acting to pass universal background checks, eliminate gun manufacturers' immunity from liability. And I'm determined, once again, to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines.
Ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And the right has for so long not been equipped to combat that kind of rhetoric. That's why you've seen the right do things like ban bump stocks. That's why you've seen the right somehow make guns about crime and personal protection. This is what you see almost universally on the right. Oh, what? I'm going to take the communist. You shouldn't be allowed to own that AR-15. I'm going to take it away from you. Person on the right, normal politician, pundit on the right will say almost always something to the effect of, I need this for my personal protection. Or, no, it says I can have it in the Constitution, guys. When the correct answer is, no, murderous piece of trash communist, I know that you want to use the state to come murder me for the things I believe in. I have an AR-15 because if you ever try to do that, I'll kill you for it. That's the answer. I have guns in case I have to join a movement to take on the government. That's why I have guns. That's why the founders told you to have guns. That's why the Second Amendment is there. It's not there for deer hunting. You see every loser Republican run ads like this. I love the Second Amendment. I've been deer hunting with my pappy since I was two. The founders weren't worried about you hunting deer. They weren't worried about you getting mugged in an alley. The founders wrote it down. This is in case the government turns despotic. That's why. So I have them. You want them because you want the freedom to hurt me. And that's the reason you can't have them. And therefore, I'm not giving you any inches on it. In fact, I think I'll take back inches. I think I'll put bump stocks back in. I think you should be able to own fully automatic weapons and rocket launchers. How about that? Can you, let me ask you something. If you're on the right, can you defend owning an RPG. Can you defend that to your friend? If you cannot, keep reading and figure out how. Tell him, does the government have them? Well, yes. Well, that's why I have the Second Amendment, to take on the government. So I need them too. And I need that machine gun nest on top. How many people on the right do that? Talk like that? Nobody. Because they don't know how to play offense. They know how to play weak, pathetic, prevent defense. Well, I need it because I'm a woman who has to protect myself. Oh, barf. That's a nice side benefit. We need it because you're a woman who might have to fight the government. That's why we need it. All right. 877-377-4373. Michael, Wyoming, what are you grateful for?
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
I agree. Rob, Washington, what are you grateful for?
Being from the great state of Ohio and being the biggest Ohio State fan ever all there is. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Hey, Rob, Michigan sucks. Dave, Happy Valley, Oregon, go.
Yes, I'm grateful that I had my parents. Whatever I am, I owe to them, you know, and I want to talk about what I see as the coming civil war, which I think is inevitable.
I hope you're wrong about that. But in the meantime, switch to Pure Talk. Remember, your cell phone company's garbage. I'm going to talk about that civil war thing here. I'm just up against it. We'll talk about the civil war thing that I hope, I sincerely hope he's wrong about. But in the meantime, you see corporation after corporation after corporation after corporation line up against you, take your money, and then use your money to spit in your face. Pure Talk. Do you know that when you deal with Pure Talk, you only deal with Americans? Do you know what it's like to deal with someone who speaks English? A pleasant, helpful person who speaks English? They don't send their customer service to India. They do it right here in the US of A. Switch to Pure Talk. Same 5G network. You save a pile of money. You deal with Americans. Why wouldn't you switch? From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get back to these here in just a moment, and then we're going to get to headlines I didn't get to. We have to do all kinds of stuff. Do remember something when we talk about guns. Remember, owning them isn't enough. It's not enough to own them. Can you shoot them? And I'm as guilty of this as anyone else. Here's what I'll do. I'll have a weapon. Instead of going out and buying 500 rounds of ammo, I'll start saving up for a new weapon, when really what I should be doing is practicing with my old weapon. Mantis X takes that guesswork away, takes that choice away. I own a Mantis X system now. I dry fire practice with my weapons all the time. Drills, offhand, kneeling, doing just drills. Whether you're a beginner or whether you've been doing this a long time, Mantis X will make you better. Get your Mantis X system and practice with what you have. Practice, practice, practice. MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com. Jesse, why is Trump attacking DeSantis on something he's overwhelmingly doing great at? You don't convince anyone DeSantis is not in control. He's actually highlighting DeSantis' accomplishments. What Trump needs to be attacking is what DeSantis has never done and what Trump is good at. Foreign policy, a great economy, disrupting the system and the border. Trump had every enemy on their heels and knows how to build back the economy, knows how deep the DC corruption is, and should be promising to slam the border shut. Trump needs to be highlighting what he's good at, not what DeSantis is good at. A huge mistake he's making. I've heard this from a few Trump fans. Look, Trump's going to blast away. He's going to throw some name calling out there. I think it's a strategic error on Trump's part to go too deep into that like he's doing, because what happens is people love strength. It's a big reason why Trump was the first nominee. And especially when people are scared, they love strength. If you do too many of the Ronda Sanctimonious ruined Florida, it doesn't sound strong. It sounds weak. Trump has so many strengths, you like you just laid out, that, look, personally, I believe he should be leaning on, foreign policy being a huge one. Trump was an incredible foreign policy president. You hardly ever hear him bring it up. He's finally started talking about Russia, Ukraine, and I see DeSantis is finally talking about it, too. I'm sure that's not a coincidence. They both started talking about it at the same time. That should be a feature of Trump's presidency, of Trump's presidential run. But it's hard. Look, remember, for you Trump fans who email in and you're frustrated when he does this or does that, I understand that. I don't have a guy, so I can't share that frustration, but I understand your frustration. It's hard to convince a 70-some-year-old billionaire, former president of the United States of America, that he's making strategic errors. I was talking one time to a guy I know. I know a guy who knows a guy, but I really do. I know a guy who knows the owner of one of the professional baseball teams. He knows the owner of one of the professional baseball teams. Now, they're not buddies, but the guy I know oftentimes will work for this guy, the billionaire, in some capacity. And we were talking about it, and I said, oh, that's kind of cool. For me, I instantly go to, did you get free hot dogs? Did you get a luxury box seat? What did you get out of the whole thing? And I was just curious. So I asked, what's it like working with him? How is it working with him? He said, oh, it's a disaster. And I said, well, he has to be wonderful. Surely he has to be cutting edge. He said, Jesse, listen, lots of these guys, these billionaires, they failed 30 times before they nailed the thing that made them billionaires, and now they're busy failing another 30 times. They hit one thing, hit it big, did it right, but now they're not only failing, now they're arrogant and failing because they're already billionaires. So they'll bring you this new insane policy they want you to implement that's crazy to any normal person, but they will be so confident in their own abilities because of their accomplishments that they'll just try to make you ram it through even when it's not possible. Keep that in mind when you express your frustrations to me about some mistakes Trump is making. It's difficult to get someone like that. He already won the presidency, won one primary, won the presidency. I would guess, I don't know this, I'd guess he's ahead in the polls in this one. By the way, when it comes to polls, don't ever reference early primary polls to me because every one of these candidates is lying to you at all times. Donald Trump's lying to you. Ron DeSantis is lying to you. When Nikki Haley starts putting out polls, she'll be lying to you. They all run these push polls that show them tied or ahead and then release them for public consumption. I know because I ran and won two Republican primaries and I did this exact same thing too. This is what they all do. So Trump's up 40. Oh, shut up. No, he's not. DeSantis is up 20. Stop. No, he's not. It's anyone's race. No one knows who's winning. But you're taking a guy who probably has polls showing him up, billionaire, former president. It's hard to tell that guy, hey, you're kind of messing this up. Change. It's just difficult to have that conversation. All right, a few more of these and headlines I didn't get to. Tawny, San Diego, go.
If we ever had to use the Second Amendment against an erratic government, wouldn't they put you in prison like they did January 6th?
Not 300 million of us. Listen, the problem, like when we look back at COVID lockdowns, the problem was the government. Do people understand? Let me tell you a little secret here. You know, well, actually, I'm not going to tell that secret. Actually, I can. This has gotten out there publicly. I'll tell you the secret. You want to know a secret? Here's the truth. You know that there are only something like 400-some Secret Service agents in and around the president when he's in Washington, D.C.? Do you know how quickly a crowd of 5,000 armed people could overwhelm those and take over the White House? Do not do this. Do not do this. I'm not telling you to do this. Do not do this. But it's one of those secrets that's out there. The government is extremely outmanned and outgunned. Extremely. Can they get a bunch of us? Of course. They'll send the FBI to your door, round you up, and take you away. Can they show up at a town that's, say, had an anti-communist sheriff, who's deputized the people of his town to stop the FBI from making an arrest? That's our future, by the way. Can they do that? They can't overwhelm that. They would have to pack up their stuff and go home. There's nothing they can do about that. Do keep in mind, as I brought this up before, they're scared of you, and they're most scared that you will eventually find out that they're scared of you. That's the thing they fear the most. That's why they threaten you all the time with F-15s and nukes now. Mitch, Georgia, go.
I'm with the most current administration. I'm thankful that I can still afford red meat and cheese whiz.
Gosh, I love cheese whiz. I love cheese whiz so much. Oh, that's it. I'm going to get some cheese whiz on the way home. John, Pennsylvania, go.
Yeah, I'm grateful that my 9 grandkids were able to stay in school during the COVID lockdown.
Amen for that. Stay exactly where you are if that's the case. All right, that's enough.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Drew Barrymore kneels before trans-identified TikToker Dylan Mulvaney in a gushing display of deference. I don't understand what the big deal is. Drew Barrymore got in front of this tranny who's pretending to be a woman, and she knelt before him. It's perfectly common in a society for people to kneel for the national religion. Here in the U.S. of gay, Drew Barrymore was paying her proper penance. That's all. Biden says Jimmy Carter asked him to give his eulogy. I still think it's hilarious, and it'll never get old that Joe Biden lacks the functioning brain that will cause him to filter out things he shouldn't say publicly. You don't come out when you've been asked to give a eulogy and say, hey, this guy asked me to speak when he dies. Should be any minute. Oh, wait, I shouldn't say that? Joe Biden. Biden unveils landmark submarine deal with Australia and Britain. Apparently, we're giving the Aussies 3 nuclear submarines. Daggone, it's getting real out there now. Ron DeSantis says protecting Ukraine is not a key U.S. interest. I've told you before my thoughts on all these things. One thing I will point out, every single time I ask somebody who says, no, it is, no, it matters, no, it's strategic, no, it's important, they can't seem to get through a 30-second explanation of why without referencing Hitler. The second you reference Hitler, I assume that you have made something up. Masatoshi Ito, billionaire who made 7-Eleven a global giant, dies at 98. Keep that in mind, health freaks. Every time you lecture me about walking in 7-Eleven and doming down a taquito or two, the man who created 7-Eleven lived to 98, vegans. You're going to die early. All right, quit. My email address is jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'll see you Thursday. I didn't tell you till now. Sorry, the wife's having surgery tomorrow. I can't be here. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.